His cause for canonization is progressing, and his videos and books are widely viewed and in persistent demand. But of all his writings, Archbishop Fulton Sheen's most influential and practical guides by far were These Are the Sacraments and Three to Get Married. Well, these two books are once again available in a rich single volume, along with comprehensive commentaries by the late Reverend Father John Hardin. Joining me today to share more about this new anthology is Alan Smith, the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada. Good morning, Al. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Well, Al, the two books in this volume are These Are the Sacraments and Three to Get Married. How well received at the time Archbishop Sheen published these books were by the community?
Well, his book in 1951 called Three to Get Married, I think, is a classic that has been, recommended for quite some time. My mother and father, when they married in 1957, were given the book Three to Get Married to read as their pre-marriage course. And so this book has been given to couples for quite some time now, and is still one of his best-selling books. And also his writings on the sacraments in 1962, I think Fulton Sheen knew with Vatican II and the way the church was going that people just needed a gentle reminder to say, these are what the sacraments are. And just in case you lose the map, if you lose the roadmap, I've written it down so that you'll know what the sacraments are for years to come. And so it's been well received for quite some time. But with COVID and the lockdowns over the last year and a half, it seems, we need a bit of a refresher course. And so these two timely, the releases of the, or I like to say re-releases of these books, I think comes at God's perfect timing. So we definitely all need a book on the sacraments. And of course, a good book on marriage comes in handy in society today.
Al Smith is the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada. He has organized a new anthology on These Are the Sacraments and Three to Get Married by the Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Well, let's talk a little bit about this book and what people are going to find. You know, even though Fulton Sheen wrote an entire book on marriage, that's Three to Get Married, he believed no sacrament is more significant than the others, including his own of holy orders. Can you explain this a little bit?
I think what Fulton Sheen unpackages in this book is how the sacraments are all special. And again, go back to that importance that they were all instituted by Christ. And again, they draw their strength from his passion, death, and resurrection. And so these seven sacraments that are instituted by Christ all have a different effect on the soul. Let's just say that, but are needed. It's kind of like one isn't better than the other, but yet each one serves its purpose. And so this is what I found. You know, I thought, oh, maybe, again, the sacrament of penance may be, a greater, sacrament because it redeems the soul and brings you back to that friendship of Christ, or possibly the Eucharist might be more important because we always say it's the source and summit of our life. But yet, each sacrament has positive outcome because we need these sacraments.
Yes.
And I think this is what will come out in these pages is I took the sacraments for granted. And so many of the listeners are probably in the same boat. We just go through the motions. We hear of a baptism, we attend, we celebrate with the family, but we don't really understand what's going on, the infusion of the virtues, the graces. We don't really understand sometimes when we attend a confirmation of what's really happening. So Fulton Sheen explained it so well that when you finish reading this book, you would just go, I am so glad that Christ instituted the church and gave us these sacraments to feed us, to strengthen us, and to help us to get to heaven.
Oh, amen to that. And written so long ago, still so very relevant today. Al, you are the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada, and you have other books about the Archbishop. Can you fill us in a little bit about some of your books and also where the status is of his sainthood cause?
All right. Well, on the topic of books, I've been blessed to partner with Sophia Institute Press, and we've produced three anthologies. The first one came out in the year 2018. It's called The Cries of Jesus from the Cross. And what I did is I took seven of Archbishop Sheen's books on the seven last words, they all have a unique theme, and I put them all together in a beautiful collection. So you can just read 49 of his homilies just be schooled on how to practice the virtues, how to overcome the seven deadly sins, how to practice the Beatitudes, how to fall in love with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so it's all contained in his writings on the cross. And so that's The Cries of Jesus from the Cross. There's a second anthology called Lord, Teach Us to Pray. And it's Sheen's writings on the topic of prayer, his holy hour meditations, his writings on the Mass and the Our Father. And so, again, a nice little book that has been a very welcomed addition to so many libraries. And again, we all need to develop the holy habit of prayer. Mm-hmm. And so who better to teach us than Archbishop Sheen? And now this third book, this third anthology on the sacraments, and I'll announce now to the, of course, the modern day radio audience that there is a fourth anthology coming out in the near future called The Greatest Commandment, and it's Archbishop Sheen's writings on love. And so, what I try to do is present, again, the power of the cross, the power of prayer, the power of the sacraments, and the power of God's love in these anthologies. And so trying to give you a little bit of the best of Sheen. And, I'm thrifty, so, I buy a lot of books. But if I can buy an anthology that contains seven books in one, and instead of buying, seven smaller books and, say, paying $70 for those seven books, you can buy a rich volume for under $20. So to the thrifty at heart, these anthologies are very appealing. But really, the spiritual content in these books is second to none. It would really, truly help everyone on their journey to draw themselves closer to Christ.
It sounds wonderful. And again, man after my own heart, thrifty shopping, one-stop shopping, that's the best way to go. And then just give us a quick update on the status of his canonization.
Yes. I've had the privilege of sitting on the board of directors for the group in Peoria, Illinois. The good bishop there invited me to sit on the board back in 2013. So I've journeyed with the group for quite some time. And anyone who's followed the cause has seen what I call, good news and sad news all over the last few years. And of course, in 2012, he was declared venerable by Pope Benedict XVI. And recently, Pope Francis approved the miracle of a little boy that was stillborn for 61 minutes and came back to life. And so the beatification mass was set at a date. And then, of course, you heard of the postponement. And so we remind everyone that, again, the beatification mass was postponed and not canceled. We're just waiting for a new date. And of course, Rome moves slowly. And so I think we get spoiled with, John Paul II being canonized so quickly, Mother Teresa. And I think we were expecting the same thing to happen with Fulton Sheen. So I always say there is good news coming. We are waiting for a new date. And so once that date is announced, I think the whole world will know. So this is kind of what I say to people. Remember, it hasn't been canceled. It's been postponed, but a new date will be announced, hopefully, in the near future.
Oh, and we pray that it be sooner rather than later. Al, thank you so much for your time today. Remind our listeners where they're going to be able to get a copy of your book.
Well, Sophia Institute Press is, again, the publisher of the book, and you can find them on the web at sophiainstitute.com, and you can also purchase the book wherever fine books are sold. So, I always say shop local if you can, so by all means do that. But again, visit the sophiainstitute.com website, and there's the three anthologies we've been talking about, but many other great books that, of course, will please.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome, Brenda. And hopefully we'll come back on the show and talk a little bit about more about Sheen in the near future.
Looking forward to that next book. And again, that is Alan Smith. You can find a link to all of Alan's book from Sophia Institute Press. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.